We've got one of our favorite topics here coming up for you this morning. And with that, Trooper Stacy Rasnan with us here with the Michigan State Police. Am I saying that correctly?
You are.
Wow, not bad. And also Teresa Schwalbach is back with Marquette County Emergency Management. It is National Night Out.
Yes.
When is National Night Out? Or in the past, it's been spread out over actually a couple of different nights. What's the story for 2011, Teresa?
Yes, the story is it is going to be August 1st through the 10th. And you have to register by July 15th. And what it is it's a crime prevention program, and it's in its 28th year. And Marquette County has been doing it for, I believe, 10 years.
And I think that's the last time you and I saw each other.
Probably.
To be honest with you. It is really a unique opportunity. And from law enforcement standpoint on this, it's a chance for you to kind of get one-on-one with the community members that you serve, because normally it's a good thing when we don't interact with the police, to be honest with you. But this is a little bit different because this is exactly what you want for people.
Right. It's a fun night to get to meet the police. Also to EMS.
And a night for maybe you to learn something about neighborhoods that you didn't know there was an issue or a problem or something. Maybe you got to keep your eye on from now on.
That's right. Crime and also to drug and violence prevention is what we're looking to do.
This is really an opportunity for neighborhoods and neighbors to come together. And I know that's really what you encourage.
Yes. Yes. That way they can look out for each other, get to know each other in case they see something happening in their neighborhood. So it's a good time just to get together and know your neighbors.
When you go to one of these events here, do you hear that a lot? Yeah, that guy in the greenhouse, I never met him before, and we've lived here for blank amount of years. We have become kind of disassociated as a society, haven't we?
We have. We're very busy. So this is a time or a week when we can get in touch with our neighbors.
What are some of the events you've been to in the past that you've seen?
Well, they can be as simple as a picnic, a barbecue, or they can be an all-out festival, and we've seen that in Marquette or the city of Marquette.
And the hope is to come up with something big.
Yes, yes, exactly. The township of Ishpeming has got one coming up, and it's going to be, they had about 700 people last year, and they're hoping to make it up to 1,000 this year. So they get flyers out. It's a joint effort between all their volunteer firemen, and they just get together, and it's really fun.
Do you find that more neighborhoods are doing this? I know there's Redeemer Lutheran in Marquette has a big one here. Are organizations starting to really pull together for this too?
We have seen some businesses, and that would be the Noon Out Party, and that's going to be on August the 4th, where the businesses get together and watch out for one another.
The Noon Out, that's newer than National Night Out, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yes.
And so if you are in a business or you work at a business, and a great opportunity to take maybe an hour off of work. same thing, just to register ahead of time, or are they doing that on their own?
On July 15th, both the Noon Out and the National Night Out.
A lot of people are going to hear this and think that this is just so much work and everybody's got to do this and I'm going to need this committee. And Teresa, we talked about it. It's so simple. You just make a couple of phone calls pretty much.
Yep, just very simple. And if you go to your local vendors and your area businesses, they'll be happy to give you a lot of donations as far as food, anything that you need. If you even tap into your volunteer programs, I mean, they'll gladly help you.
And like we talked about earlier, we see this with church organizations, service clubs, neighborhood groups. But this is a twofold approach to things here because, yes, the benefit is there for the neighborhoods and for the citizens. But Trooper Rasnan, this is so valuable for law enforcement. Just over the last 10 years, some of the things that I know you've seen, I know you're representing the state police here, but this is all agencies that are involved, including EMS and fire and everybody else. But this is so valuable for law enforcement as far as getting to know the people that you serve.
Correct. It's a friendly way to meet law enforcement. Also, too, it's for us to gain information, insight of what's going on in different communities.
Well, on the other side of that coin, too, is a lot of people sometimes hesitate to call when they see a potential problem or what have you. And you get the chance to drive home. No, that's what 911 is for. Make sure you get a hold of us.
That's right. We encourage people to call to let us know what's going on.
There's never a bad phone call to 911 if there's an issue.
Never a bad phone call. Use the system.
And a lot of people sometimes hesitate to that. I'm sure you see that with a lot of older folks, too.
We do. Again, if we don't know what's going on unless you tell us what's going on. And we want to be there for the community.
And this is a great opportunity to do that. But even you don't get it done without some help here. Who are some of the sponsoring folks on this, Teresa?
As far as the county, Marquette County, the Triad Group, we have a local Triad Group, which deals with, it's a committee of senior citizens and law enforcement agencies to help each other. And then also on a national level, and the Retired Senior Volunteer Program is county. On a national level, Target is the sponsor for the National Night Out.
So it is getting bigger and bigger and better than ever. Families are a real key to this whole thing too, Trooper Rastin. You can talk about this because parents, it's okay to tell your kids the cops are okay.
That's,
you know, and sometimes kids are intimidated too.
That's correct, yes. And that's why also too, I try to get in the schools to let the kids see that police officers are friendly and approachable.
And this is a great opportunity to do that. Now, the deadline is looming for registration to let you guys know, because you want to know where people are.
Yes. And if we do register, what that does is those parties are eligible for prizes, for drawings. For example, if this is your first party, you'll be eligible to get a prize. If you've had the biggest party, you know, so there is perks to having the party.
And the other side of that coin, too, is if folks tell you where they're at, that's how folks like yourself show up.
That's right. Local law enforcement, EMS, and also, too, the actual triad volunteers will show up to see your party.
All right. Registration, again, is looming here. Let's give them the how to get registered, who to call, when they need to do it by, the whole bit. Let's lay it all out for them.
The pamphlets will be out this week in local businesses. Also, too, you can contact RSVP. The director is Amy Mattson. Her phone number is 485-1782. You can contact her direct or just pick one up in Ishpeming at their office.
How'd we do?
Excellent.
Like I said, you've got the hard work, and we do want to be talking about this a little bit more as we get closer to it. So may we hold on to this?
Yes, you can.
Trooper Rastin, good to see you. Let's not make it 10 years again.
Sounds good.
You remember
10 years?
Yeah.
It's been 10
years. I remember
it
was about 10 years. I think it was like the first or second one that she was in under a different name. And I remember that as well. Teresa, great to see you as well.
Thank you.